Hi, and thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we are in love with anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. I've been going through a somatic certification course and absolutely loving the content. And it's not just the content that I'm loving. I love the access to myself and to my unconscious or subconscious that it has given me. It has absolutely been the missing piece that clearly I wasn't ready to see and be with and work with until now. But what I can say is that I'm really, really glad that it's here now and that I'm ready now. I did a session with one of the other individuals in the group. And during the session, it ended up that we kind of got into some fight energy. So our sympathetic nervous system is fight, flight, or freeze. And I started accessing some fight energy around some sexual trauma that I had experienced earlier in my life. And we were doing this session on Zoom, and the individual who was facilitating me, I obviously had my eyes shut, and so I couldn't see that we'd lost service a couple of times and that our Zoom meeting had gone out. And when the service came back, the individual who was facilitating me started speaking about the fact that the service had gone out, but I was completely unaware of it because my eyes were shut. And it happened a couple times during the session. And it happened right as I was accessing anger around this experience. And I've done a lot of work around this experience in my life. Therapy and energy work and all different forms of healing. And I have truly come to a place of peace around that in my mind and in my heart and in spirit. But I was very well aware that there was still energy there in my body. And I actually didn't expect or think that this session was going to go into that experience. It wasn't what I was looking for, but it's what happened. That's how it naturally unfolded for me. And so as we went into that anger that I was experiencing, we lost service. The internet blipped out. Both of us, you know, had full service, and neither of us were getting the message that our internet was unstable, and yet we'd lost service a couple of times. And so she suggested, the woman who was facilitating me suggested, that we stop the session. And in the somatic world, the intention is that when you get into a specific memory or a story that your body is holding, and it puts you in a situation where you're accessing fight, flight, or freeze energy, you work through the purge of the survival energy so that you're able to create a new story in your body. And it's actually really important that you go through that whole process and that you're able to purge some of that energy so that you can create a new story inside of your body. And that didn't happen in this session. So what ultimately ended up happening for me when we stopped the session is that instead of sitting there and finishing the process myself, I just got up and went about my day. And that evening, I did a live inside of my Facebook group, and I recognized and started pointing out the fight energy that was coming out of me. I was very frenetic. It was very intense. I was very activated in this live, which sometimes happens for me anyways because I'm excited and it's a good form of activation. But this activation was very fight driven, and I recognized that I was scratching my neck and my legs and different parts of my body. And I was deep enough into the course and the coursework to recognize what was happening for me. And that was that I hadn't purged the survival energy around that experience and accessing that experience in my body. And so I was just kind of sitting in this activation, in this fight energy. And so after I got off my Facebook Live, I really tried to purge some of that energy, and I thought that I'd done it. And then it would come back again a little bit later or an hour later. And it felt a little bit like waves in an ocean. A really, really slow ocean, but an ocean nonetheless. And these waves just kind of kept coming. And luckily, we had class the next day. And the waves continued throughout the next day. And I recognized that it was really hard for me to ground into safety as that day progressed. And in class that night, at the very end of class, there's always a period of time where you can stay on and speak with the instructor. And I will say, she is magic in a human body. She's really, really impressive in so many ways. And the instructor asked, does anyone have any questions or anything they want to talk about? And I typically have pretty good control of my emotions and of my body. And I did not. And as, you know, I raised my hand, she called on me. And as I started trying to tell her what was happening for me, I was so activated that my voice was shaking, my hands were shaking. I actually had a hard time looking at anybody other than the instructor who was in the Zoom meeting. And she facilitated me through a purge of energy. And I found a little bit of safety, I found a little bit of grounding, and I also recognized that I wasn't quite done with the process. But there was this peace that she gave me around the fact that these waves kept coming for me because I hadn't anchored into safety. So after you purge survival energy, it's really important that you anchor into safety and whatever's on the other side of that purge. Otherwise, your old story is going to come right back again. It's like an inner energetic posture, and you're so used to being in it that it comes back. And after class, I was just feeling massive gratitude for this instructor and the way that she supported me in the day. I put my children to bed, and I knew that I was going to do a meditation. I do at least 2 meditations a day. I love, love, love meditation, mostly because it creates the space for me to be with myself and to be with myself in a way that I might not otherwise be with myself. It's almost for me like it creates enough distance that I can see things really clearly. And so I was on the phone with my husband, who was in a different area. He was in a different state. And we were talking, and we were both doing a meditation at the same time after we finished talking. And so he's still on the phone with me, but we were both silent. And so I went into this meditation knowing that the content from that day and the previous day was probably going to come up for me, and feeling really safe and feeling really grounded in myself, grounded and safe enough to look at this more deeply. And as I went into that meditation, I recognized that I was right back with the instructor in my imagination. And in class that day, when I was working with the instructor, I was actually using my imagination channel and accessing the memory of a child, of my childhood, of my inner child. And in that exercise with the instructor, I had this vision of my body shaking, which is a really healthy and normal thing that your body does that mammals' bodies will do. And as a human, you're a mammal. And so a mammal's body will shake frequently as a way to purge survival energy. That's a pretty typical or frequent thing to see with mammals when they're purging survival energy. And so I noticed my body started to shake. And I just let it. I just let it. And it shook. And it shook. And it shook. And it shook. And after about 6 or 7 minutes of pretty violent shaking of my whole body, it slowed. And everything got quiet. And I really grounded into my body. And I grounded into the sensation that came after that purge of energy. And then I had this wave of nausea. And in the somatic world, when you have any sort of inner sensation, you bring your awareness into that channel, into the inner sensation channel. And instead of trying to push away a sensation, you feel it. And you feel it fully, as loud as that sensation wants to be. And so it kind of tuned into the nausea. And I was just with the energy that was in my stomach, felt it fully. And then I projectile vomited all over the place. I mean, like I was a little kid, right? If you have small children in your reality in any capacity, you have probably seen children projectile vomit, and that is exactly what it looked like. I vomited and I vomited and I vomited. And when it was done, my world was so calm. My body was more peaceful than I had ever felt in any memory that I've ever had. Everything was calm. Everything was peaceful. And the only way that I can describe it is that it felt like the energy inside of me, my energy body, was squeaky clean, was slippery in a good way. And so I just felt that. I was just with that sensation. I was with the calmness. I was with the lack of agitation in my body. And with that came a flood of positive emotions, confidence, empowerment, love, joy, happiness. It was the most beautiful mix of emotions that just swirled through me in my physical body and in my energy body. And in that moment, when I was sitting there, being with that sensation, being with me, that I recognized I was home in so many ways. It was finally safe for me to be in my body. Was finally safe for me to be in my body. And it felt good. It felt good for the first time in so long. And I knew I was home. I knew I was exactly where I was supposed to be inside of my body. And I also knew that I was exactly where I was supposed to be in life. That I am exactly ready to be experiencing this, both individually and as a practitioner. And that was phenomenal. And if you've ever had one of these big shifts in energy, you kind of brace and wait and see what you're going to feel like the next day. And so even that night, as I was getting ready for bed, I noticed the way that I walked across the room was different. The way that my feet made contact with the floor felt different. The way that the water ran down my throat when I took a sip out of my water bottle felt different. And the next morning I woke up and it was still there. When I went to climb out of bed, the sheets against my body felt different. And when my feet hit the floor, they felt different. And as I went through my morning getting my kids ready for school, I felt different. Different enough that my children pointed it out. I have these beautifully sensitive humans that I am so blessed to get to be their mom. And all of them told me that I felt different in their own individual way, in their own authentic way of expression. Told me that I felt different to them. And as my day went on, I felt different. And as my week went on, I felt different. And it was the first time really understanding the power of somatics, the depth of that modality, of that medicine, and understanding what it means to hold that and to be able to support myself and other people through that kind of a process. And it was the most delicious sensation, and it has been the most delicious sensation. And if you're in my reality, you probably know that I'm pretty passionate about somatics. I talk about it a lot. I get pretty activated around it. And if you're one of my coaching clients, you definitely know that I'm excited about it, because as I've been integrating it into the way that I coach, I am seeing changes out of my clients that I've never seen before. I've seen shifts that seem simple and easy, where before they would have felt like so much work. And that's somatics. That's the power of that modality, of that medicine. And so I wanted to tell this story in the event that it resonates with you on any level. And I'm not suggesting that you have to see me. I'm just inviting you to find a somatic practitioner, a real somatic practitioner, somebody who has really been through the training and who actually knows how to facilitate somatic work. I would invite you to do that if that's something that you're interested in, if it's something that you feel a draw to or a pull to. There's even a question inside of you about whether or not a somatic practitioner could support you. I want that for you. I want that for everyone. I want healing. I love healing. And getting to see the real shift in me in such an intense, intense way was all of the validation that I ever needed. And I will say that within a very short period of time of that experience, the clients who I've been attracting changed. The experiences that I've been attracting in my reality changed. Everything changed. And so, if you're ready for deep change, I invite you to find a somatic practitioner who you resonate with and spend some time with them. And just see what kind of magic can happen inside of your body and inside of your reality. I hope that you are having a beautiful morning, day, evening, or night, wherever it is that this podcast reaches you. And we really, really, really appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship.